Spring is annual meeting season when many corporations mail proxy statements to their investors, inviting them to attend the company's annual shareholder meeting. If you're inclined to throw away your proxy mailing, first listen to commentator David Levin. He says there's some potentially useful information to be found there.
In the go-go 90s, shareholder meetings were gala affairs, swanky, big-time bashes where companies could show off, woo the press, and celebrate in locations strategically picked to attract as many people as possible. So, if annual meeting locations of the boom economy were designed to attract, those of our current economy are clearly designed to repel. Looking at a list of this season's shareholder meeting locations reads like a photo's guide to hidden America. We've gone from the Waldorf Astoria on Park Avenue to the Days Inn just off Route K. Instead of Palm Beach, we're in Times Beach. London, England? More like London, Kentucky. Now, while some might argue this trend is simply a smart, effective way to trim excessive meeting budgets, I'm not fooled. I think executives just don't want people to show up. It doesn't take an MBA to see the link between stock performance and the location of the annual meeting. Take Lucent Technologies, for example. When its stock hovered around $80 a share, its annual meeting was held in the hub of Technology USA, the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, when it dropped to $6 a share, Wilmington, Delaware, not exactly tech central. Look at AOL Time Warner. After losing Ted Turner, Steve Case, and a record-shattering $99 billion last year, it announced that the shareholders' meeting was moving from Manhattan to Washington, D.C. And though D.C. may be a bit closer to AOL's headquarters, there are only so many people who can fit on the shuttle between the media capital and the nation's capital. Still not convinced? Check this out. NetSol Technologies, a California-based software company. After watching its stock price drop from $75 to $3 in 2001, its annual shareholders meeting moved from California to Pakistan. Now, while some cynics might cite this as yet another example of corporate executives trying to dodge confrontation and evade accountability, I see it as something more, a gift. A leading indicator, a new way of evaluating a stock's potential as an investment. Don't look at price-earnings ratios, analyst forecasts, or quarterly earnings reports. Just find out where they intend to have their next annual meeting. Oh, sure, there's no one surefire way to pick a good stock, and past annual meeting location is not necessarily an accurate measure of future performance. But it's a lot easier than making sound decisions based on fundamentals.
David Levin is a corporate communications consultant. He's based in Chicago.